Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. To finish up what we were talking about in the last segment, I think that Alito and these Supreme Court justices are feeling the heat. Alito just announced that he will not be making an appearance at a judicial conference that he was supposed to speak at. Judges go to the, especially Supreme Court justices, go to these judicial conferences. Every state has them. Every federal circuit has them. Remember when I was a law clerk, they had one in French Lick, Indiana. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals is all the federal courts in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. It's divvied up by geography. And they rotate these judicial conferences among those three states in the Seventh Circuit, for instance. And Supreme Court justices come in to speak. It's a big deal. I remember in French Lick, Indiana, I was down there. Some of the other law clerks were playing tennis. A couple of the Supreme Court justices wanted to play, so we got thrown off the court right in the middle of the set. And that's fine. But in any event, Alito was supposed to go to one of these things, and because of the blowback, he canceled. And quite frankly, I mean, you know, he's going to have a very, very unpleasant life for a while. I mean, this kind of thing, when he shows up at a restaurant or whatever, you know, there are going to be people who are very unhappy about that and can be vocal about it. They shouldn't do anything. That would be wrong. But I'll tell you what, this is a very invasive. It's invasive of the privacy of people in the country. People take things for granted. They take Brown versus Board of Education for granted. They take their personal liberty for granted. And this is going to have an impact. We're going to go to Ukraine. And this is unbelievable. The Russians are now storming the Mariupol steel plant. Remember, that's the holdout. A couple of thousand Ukrainian troops and civilians hold up in there. They've been up in there for a long time. Putin had said, we're not going to storm it. We're going to keep bombing it. Well, now, using airstrikes, they're sending people in. And it just came out just this morning that they have breached the perimeter of the steel plant. They're going to go down and genocide everybody down there. They are Nazis. They are Nazis. You know, I don't use that term lightly. You know, you have the humorously, and I think wrongly, people on TV, the soup Nazi, the chocolate Nazi, that kind of thing. You have teenagers who are grounded by their parents going, oh, my parents are such Nazis, they're such fascists, they grounded me. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the extermination of people on racial or religious grounds because they're different from you to establish the superiority of your race or culture. That's what Russia is doing, and we're standing by, and I can't stand that. Quite frankly, I think Biden has responded magnificently in one way. He has gotten economic sanctions up the wazoo that's strangling Russia's economy, but that takes a year or two or longer to have effect. He's also sent more heavy weapons, so has Europe. But, you know, the Polish border or the Romanian border to Mariupol isn't that far. What is it, a couple hundred miles? And we're standing there watching a country whose only sin was to try to apply to NATO, subject to genocide. I tell you what, I'm going to say it again. And I said, Joe, send in the planes. Well, now they're apparently sending in some planes. Early on, I would simply have said, we're going to have a no-fly zone over Ukraine, and we are going to enforce it now. And even now, I'd say, we're going to have a humanitarian corridor, and everybody in Mariupol, including the fighters, are going to be extracted. And Putin, don't even presume, Putin, to attack us for doing that. Don't even think about it, you little worm, genocidal sadist, incompetent military. And then you just send in jets to escort these caravans that go in to extract people. And the minute there is any hostile fire, those Russian ships in the Black Sea are the bottom of the Black Sea. They're an absolutely incompetent navy. The Ukrainians have sunk several of them, including their flagship, from shore. From shore, either the drones or mines or stingers. From shore. We can't stand by and watch a genocide and say, well, okay, if it had been a few miles west, we would have stopped it. These people are identical. Look, Ukraine used to be part of Poland. In 1795, it was part of Poland. Russia, Prussia, and Austria divided up. Russia has been, has its nose in their business, in Poland's business, all of Eastern Europe, since the 18th century. Continuously attacked it. Poland was off the map for all the 19th century. Got reinstated after the First World War in 1917. Briefly free. I'm talking about Poland now. The Nazis went in, and Stalin, in the Devil's Pact with Hitler, Russia aligned themselves with the Nazis. Now they're claiming they're fighting Nazis. They are Nazis. We should be much clearer about that in our messaging. Now they say they want Ukraine, quote, back, end quote. What do you mean back? You stole Poland back in 1795, and you've been trying to steal it ever since, and all of its territory, which included Ukraine, and you want it, quote, back, end quote, because you want to what? Spread, quote, Russian culture, end quote, the culture of sadism, genocide, theft, torture, invasion of privacy, police state, that's your culture. You look back on your glory days in the 19th century. You look back on Dostoevsky and Pushkin, Tolstoy, Tchaikovsky, some great mathematicians and others. The problem was those kinds of people in the 20th century were sent to the gulag and murdered by Stalin. Your culture is the culture of sadism, fraud, and genocide. Not only don't you have a, quote, right, end quote, to extend that, quote, culture, end quote, it's a culture of evil, and we have to stand up to it. But right now, they're storming the Mariupol steel plant as we speak, and they will genocide everybody in there. And the ones they don't, they will kidnap, they will take into Russia, they've already taken 1 million Ukrainians, they sort them out. Anybody who looks like a leader, a military officer, any kind of politician, a priest, a nun, anybody who isn't their kind, journalist, anybody who's well-regarded, and they'll kill them, torture them and kill them. Then the rest, they will simply keep in Russia, in camps. And they say they've taken 2,000 children. They've admitted that. Ukraine said they're lying. They've taken a lot more. They flat out kidnap them. And you kidnap a 10-year-old kid and you brainwash them. That's what they're doing. That's what the Ottoman Empire did in the 16th century. They would break in. They invaded Bulgaria and Serbia and the Balkans, kidnap 10-year-olds. That's what, fifth grade roughly, fourth grade, 10-year-old. Forcibly convert them, call them Janissaries, send them back to murder their relatives. That's what they did. That's what Russia's doing. This is a form of Russian jihad. That's why they've involved the Chechens in this torture and murder. They're an evil country, and evil. The people are not evil. Their culture is evil. We should not permit the genocide. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.